I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In 2001, I got my first teaching position. I'd been hired to take over a class called The 1960s, taught by a faculty member on leave. The course focused on the protest movements of one of the most turbulent, hopeful, and transformative times in American history. Boning up on the material in the weeks before school started, I found myself transfixed by the energy and the idealism of the 1960s, and humbled by the fact that so many of the decade's key players were people in their 20s. I want to play you a brief clip from the documentary Berkeley in the 60s by Mark Kitchell, which I watched for the first time with the students in that class. I still tend to well up with tears at the moment when a UC Berkeley undergraduate named Mario Savio takes the microphone at a campus sit-in. Savio had participated as a volunteer in the Freedom Summer of 1964, helping to register black voters in the segregated state of Mississippi. At the worst of times, it was a life-threatening task. On a daily basis, the Ku Klux Klan and Mississippi authorities carried out acts of violence against black and white activists. People were attacked, thrown in jail under false pretenses, and three activists were murdered. Witnessing all of this firsthand, Savio returned to campus with a deep commitment to working nonviolently toward social change. I believe it's in that spirit that he delivered the following impromptu address.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
I'm often prompted to think of Savio's voice, often reminded of his phrase, sick at heart. I say all of that because today's poem, Sweeping the States, by Chicago native Jacob Science, seems to be powerfully invested in the plight of those who still suffer in this country, be it because of class or race or place of origin. It's not an easy or conversational poem. It grabs you and surrounds you with its densely packed lines and its tight rhythmic cadence. It makes you into a part of something, for better or worse. Sweeping the States by Jacob Science. They move in swift on the swift plants in six states and sift through the faces to separate the dark from the light, like meat, and seat them in the back of vans packed tight like the product they pack. And who's to pick up the slack? The black and white can't cut it, so the beef stacks sell single to feed the pack. The flock who block passages and clog the cogs of the machine. The process not so swift to give and grant a wish of a place. A stake in the land handling the stakes for the rest to take in. To sate the mouths of the stock who have stock in the business of beef. And beef with the brown who ground them. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.